菩萨，宣公上人，各位法师慈悲，各位善知识，今天轮到我法名净松同大家也法言。这是我想同大家分享我这几年来对于修行佛法所见闻的事情。若讲得不如法，请大家慈悲指导，多多包容。首先是关于念佛闻道相位，接下来就讲到在2009年我在金山圣寺和四位佛友去朝圣中国四大名山其中之一九华山的古代 大德高僧所有的肉身。
All Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, Venerable Master and all Dharma Masters and good wise advisor, it's my turn. My Dharma name is Jin Chong to tie Dharma affinity with everybody. I would like to share my experience in the past few years in cultivating the Buddha Dharma and also share what I have here and see. If I had said anything not according to the Dharma, I would like to ask you to forgive me and kindly instruct me. First, I would like to share my experience in smell the fragrance when I recite the Buddha's name. And also further, I would like to share my pilgrimage to one of the famous Buddhist site in China, that is the Mount Zhouhua, back in year 2009 with a few lay people from Gold Mountain Monastery, and where I have seen the flesh body of the great virtuous one at the High Sangha.
第一是念佛闻香味，我记得当我在金山圣寺时，有一次我和我的朋友去帮助一位佛友的复心，刚刚在早上六点半钟左右往生，我接到他来的电话通知，我和我的朋友一起到他的家修念。那时心神周围的环境很清静，我在屋里也很专心地念佛号南无阿弥陀佛圣号，把所有的东西念头都放下。我们修念大约一个多钟头，这时我闻到一阵香味很香，我不管它，我继续念佛。过了之后，第二次再有香味，但时间比较短一些，我也不理它，我继续念佛。第三次又有香味，比较第二次久一点，我也不管，我继续念佛，念佛的圣号。念完了两个多钟头，我们要回去金山圣寺准备法会。
I remember. First, I would like to share my experience in smelling a fragrance from reciting the Buddha's name. I remember when I was back in Gold Mountain Monastery. I had received a phone call that a friend's father has passed at 6:30 in the morning. So I have went with my friend to recite the Buddha's name for the father of friends. And the environment there was so clean and quiet. So I was able to focus reciting Namo Amitabha's Buddha's name. And at that time, I had put down all the thoughts and everything. And so when I recited more than 1 hour, I smelled a fragrance that smelled really good, but I completely ignored it. And later on, I smelled it the second time for a shorter while. I also ignore it too and continue reciting the Buddha's name. I smelled it for the third time, and the fragrance lasts for a longer time, but I still ignore it and continue reciting the Buddha's name. After we recited for more than 2 hours, we get ready to go back to Gold Mountain Monastery to prepare for the Dhamma Assembly.
当我和我的朋友在路上走时，我就问我的朋友：“刚才你修念有没有按主人，有没有点香？或者是在隔壁的房有没有放花供佛吗？”他说：“没有。”我说：“我刚才修念佛号时，闻到三次香味，这个香味很特别香，不是花的香，也不是香的香味。”
So when we were walking back to Gold Mountain Monastery, I had asked my friend, when we were reciting the Buddha's name, if the owner of the house had lit any incense or if they had offered flowers to the Buddha in the next room. She replied no. And so I told her I had smelled the fragrance for 3 times and that fragrance was really special. It wasn't like the fragrance of a flower or neither like the incense.
后来当我阅读宣化上人的开示，里面有一篇文章说，上人有一次带弟子们念大悲咒，念2个钟头，有一位弟子闻到香味，他说。 一方面闻他说好香好香好香啊，上人对他说：“你要专心念大悲咒啊，不要跟着香跑。” Later
on, I have read an instructional talk by Venerable Master. Once Venerable Master was leading disciples to recite Great Compassion Mantra for about 2 hours. One disciple had smelled some fragrance, and this disciple said out loud that, "Oh, it smells so good. It smells so wonderful. It smells so wonderful." So Venerable Master told the disciple at the time, "You should focus in reciting the Great Compassion Mantra, not being turned by the fragrance and follow along with the fragrance."
这时我才明白，当一个人修行念佛，把所有的东西放下，不打妄想，心清净，专一的做事或者念佛，就会出现闻到香味的境界。 虽然这个境界所闻到的香味时间不长，我不执着它。佛在经典所说的很多境界是有的，但因为我们放不下，我们执着，所以没有得到。同时，我也了解。 现代修行的人为什么修行很少正果，比不上古代大德高僧？是不是因为我们现代的人妄想、要求、执着、烦恼太多，心不清净呢？上人时常 教导我们修行不要贪快贪神通，无论见到什么境界都不要执着跟他跑，不修外境，心要清净，要看破放下，不执着，要有平等心，这是最重要的关键。
So then I realize when whatever we cultivate or when we are reciting the Buddha's name, we should put down everything. We shouldn't have any false thought. And that's why, because at that time I was able to be focused in reciting the Buddha's name, so that's why I was able to smell the fragrance. Even though it wasn't, it did not last long, however, I was able to smell it because I don't have any attachment. Buddha also instructs us in the sutra that we should not be attached to anything. The reason we cannot certify any fruition is because we have attachment. And that's why, maybe that's why how the present cultivator cannot be compared up to the ancient great virtuous one, cannot be compared up to the high sangha. Would that be because that we have, the people in the modern day have too much false thoughts, too demanding, have too much attachment, or too many afflictions, or if we have impure mind? Venerable Master often instructs us, when we cultivate, we shouldn't be greedy to have spiritual penetration or to quickly realize a fruition. No matter what kind of state we had, we shouldn't be attached, and we shouldn't be running around after them or not seeking the outer state. We should have pure mind. We should be able to see things through, to put down things, not having any attachment. We should have mind of equality. This is the key in cultivation.
接下来我讲有关古代大德高僧的肉身。在2009年，当我和金善寺与七位佛友一起去朝拜中国四大名山之一的九华山，看到唐朝的金地藏肉身，在他往生的时候是1794年。明朝无邪和尚的肉身，他往生的时候又是1623年。
Next, I would like to share my experience in visiting the monk Zhihua, which is the one of the fourth great Buddha's site. When I visit with a few laity from Gomantra Monastery back in year 2009, where I have seen the flesh body of the gold earth store in Tang Dynasty. He entered Nirvana back in 1794, and that is the monk Wu Xia. He was born in 1623.
首先介绍九华山的金地藏的肉身。佛教书传九华 十一冬训，隆安五年，至公元四零一年，天竺真完度来石山探进茅峰。后来佛教兴于唐朝，有一位新罗就是韩国僧人叫金小姐，是新罗国王的亲亲，世界世生金地藏。他在唐朝开元年兼渡海来华，至九华山得明公父子肯慨世地修行。这个故事我想介绍一下。
First, I would like to introduce the gold store in Mountain Zhuhua. There was we have visited, pay homage to the flesh body of the gold store. The Buddhism has been transmitted to Zhuhua Mountain in Dongjin. The 50th year of Long'an, there was 401, year 401. The Indian Sangha Huang Du had come to this mountain to establish a hut there. And then later Buddhism has been flourishing in Tang Dynasty. There was a Korean monk named Jin Qiaojue, who is a close relative of a king in Xinluo, and it was dressed as gold or store. He had came to China back in Tang Dynasty and resided at Mount Zhuhua. There was a Ming Gong, had the father and son Ming Gong had generously make this offering of this land for him to cultivate.
Dang Jin Xiao Jie Dao Jiu Hua San Xiang Ming Gong Shuo, Ni Ke Yi Bu Shi Gei Wo Yi Fai Di, Ke Yong Na Wo De Wo Ji Lai Xiu Xing Ma? Ming Gong Xiang, Yi Fai Di De Men Ji能容纳他的卧具是不太大，所以答复他。随着当今小姐将他的卧具一打开的时候，卧具盖满了一座大，一座山这么大的面积。因为明公是有信任的人，所以又把九华山这块地布施给金桥杰修行。后来明公还送他的儿子跟金桥杰出家，金桥杰苦心修行，四方信众都很崇仰他的法愿，像是地藏王菩萨，所以后人称他为金地藏菩萨。明公后来也跟他修行，所以我们看见在供奉大殿时，见地藏王菩萨在中间，两边有两位站着，一位年轻在左边是明公的儿子，站在右边是明公。
When Jin Di Zhang went to Mount Zhuhua, he had asked Ming Gong for land as big as his in order to accommodate his sleeping cloth. So Ming Gong thought it shouldn't be too big to fit in a sleeping cloth. However, who will know when he opened up his sleeping cloth, it turned to be as big as the whole mountain area. So since Mingong is the one who will keep his promise, he had offered this land for Jin Chaojue to cultivate in this area. Mingong even sent his son to live home under Jin Chaojue. After hard work in cultivation, people, disciples in the area all admire him and came follow him in cultivating. And since he looks...
他是长相像金地藏菩萨，长得像地藏菩萨。嗯，他的愿望。
Since the vows he make was like the earth door Bodhisattva, people address him as gold earth door. Mingong even came to follow him in cultivation. When you saw the images of gold earth door in a great hall, you can see there are two other standing images on both sides. On the left side is a younger image, that's the son of Mingong. On the right side is the Mingong himself.
今年十年，公元494年， 金桥杰和尚圆寂， 年99岁， 身作往生， 少月三年， 身未腐， 人民见他供奉他的肉身， 同时， 九华山被升为地藏道场， 信众纷纷至朝山， 香火绵延不断。 在中国， 佛教史上， 以外国僧人而成为菩萨者， 以真真 应化而享有三年香火者，只有金小姐一人。他是中国史上的伟人，一代高僧，是中国人心目中的地藏菩萨。
Back in year 794, Jin Chaojue had entered Nirvana, and at the age of 99, he passed away in sitting, and his body was did not rot for 3 years. People had built a pagoda to make offering to his flesh body. Ever since, the Mount Jiuhua has been called the way place of earth door Bodhisattva, and the disciple often came pay homage to this mountain area. In the Chinese Buddhist history, he was the one who came from overseas and became Bodhisattva, and he also had the flesh body there. And because of that, there was a lot of people pay homage to this area. This master was a great person in the Chinese Buddhist history, and it was also addressed as the earth door Bodhisattva for people in China.
Mingchao, your Wu Xie Hersang the Rosen Gung Yen, E Liu Ersan Nen Hersang Yen Ji Sir, E Bai Erser Liu Sui. Jai Jung Guo, Wen Hua Da Ger Ming Sir, Hong Wei Bing, Dao Chu, Shu, Po Hui Shu Miao, Huang Hua Shang Miao, Da Hua Shang. 天王殿、大雄宝殿，大火烧坏到供奉无邪和尚的肉身时，弟子们知道想把他的肉身移动，但是十个人 都抬不起他的肉身。那时无钱和尚的肉身双手慢慢提起，挡着大火，天又下大雨，把火烧灭了。红卫兵以为寺庙已经烧完了，后来弟子们知道，就把他的肉身装在一个木箱埋在底下。经过了十年后，文革没有了，弟子才从地下挖出来，看见木箱已经腐烂了，但老和尚的肉身依然不变。大家说妙不妙？世界的玄秘与现在科学发达没办法解释这欧杯的境界。
Sorry, I have a correction to make. They were actually she's introducing two monks. One is the Jin Qiao Jue, who was addressed as Gold Earth Store, and now is the second one is the Wuxia monk Wuxia. Sorry. So now the second one, the flesh body of the monk Wuxia, he entered Nirvana back in 1623. In the China Cultural Revolution, the Red Soldiers damaged all the temples everywhere in China, and they burned all the temples. When the fire was burning the Heavenly King Hall and the great hero Jewel's Hall, when the fire was about to burn the flesh body of the Wuxia monk, the disciple wanted to move his flesh body. However, there were 10 people couldn't even lift up his flesh body. And at that time, his two hands slowly raised up to stop the fire. And at this time, the rain came down and extinguished the fire. So the disciple knew and then put his flesh body in a wooden box and buried it under the ground. After 10 odd years, the disciple dug it out and see the wooden box already rot, but the flesh body of the monk wasn't changed at all. So isn't this a wonderful thing? There was something that the modern science couldn't figure what is this kind of state.
Because of the time, I'm not going to explain. 多读佛经，闻佛法，了知佛的万恨，庄严努力跟佛所教导去修行，不贪不执着，这才使我们的佛种常住，佛法长存。阿弥陀佛。
Sorry, no time to explain how the flesh body was formed. Anyway, we should often recite the precept in order to remind us to maintain proper thoughts and read Buddhist Sutra, hearing Buddha Dharma, understand the mirror conduct of the Buddha, and follow along with the Buddha to cultivate, not to be greedy, not to have attachment, then we will have our Buddha seeds remain in the world, and the Buddha Dharma will be remaining in the world. Amitabha.